And I think I've decided on my Christmas wish. You know that I'm not really into stuff, right? I'm not really into flashy toys. I'm not really into buying things. I like experiences. And it struck me this morning that perhaps one of the things I would like most, one of the things that would make my 2018 would be an experience the world could share in this time next year. But first, some context, okay? We have had another week this week in which two titans of the American media have fallen because of their own sexual misconduct. Charlie Rose and Matt Lauer, competitors in US breakfast television, were both fired within days of each other for inappropriately harassing their colleagues. I really think Time magazine should make Harvey Weinstein the person of the year because of the movement that odious man has inspired. But don't you find it funny? Don't you find it peculiar that for all the powerful media men who have been exposed in the US for their gross behaviour, America still finds it acceptable to have a self-described sexual harasser as president? America will swiftly demand the expulsion of Matt Lauer, Louis C.K., Charlie Rose, Bill O'Reilly, Roger Ailes, etc., etc., etc. While the guy in the White House, the you-know-what grabber, is perfectly fine. More than a dozen women have accused Donald Trump of sexual harassment. More than a dozen. So what makes Trump so special? Why don't Trump's victims deserve the same respect as any of the others? We're pleased with ourselves, maybe, for finally developing a society where women are brave enough to come forward, where they aren't just dismissed as lying gold diggers. Except we haven't. I was speaking with Don Brash yesterday. Don Brash said a lot of things this week. But he also said to me on live television, quite sincerely, not joking or trying to be inflammatory, that he thinks Donald Trump is a maniac. I totally agree. And perhaps nothing proved it more than Trump's decision to share those anti-Muslim hate videos over the internet this week. Just imagine, just imagine for a moment if Obama or the Bushes or the Clintons dared to tweet out something so overtly hateful, something so overtly racist. Trump is a racist. He's a misogynist. He boasts of sexually harassing women. He is America's great shame. One thing he isn't, or at least isn't yet, is a great politician. Trump has passed nothing of significance. He won the election 13 months ago with both the Senate and the House on his side, and yet he can't pass anything. He's bored. He's sick of it. His tax plan once again this morning stalled as it made its way through Congress. Trump wanted to win the presidency, but he never actually wanted to be president. Do you get the distinction there? He wanted to win the presidency, but he never actually wanted to be president. And now that he's president, he's actually passing very little. I don't think Donald Trump will be impeached. Even if Michael Flynn heads to jail, I don't think Trump will be in similar legal trouble. If he is, it will only add to his martyrdom. And no matter what he does over the next 3 years, whenever he leaves the White House, Donald Trump will leave as a martyr. But my great Christmas wish is that in November of next year, the Republicans lose the Senate. It's actually in the interest of any normal, decent Republican, of which I'm sure there are many in the US. If Trump loses the Senate to the Democrats, he'll be pretty much guaranteed not to be able to pass anything outside of executive orders for the rest of his term. And with a bit of luck, he'll either choose not to run for a second term as president, or he will be thumped in the next election. It is a weird thing to ask from Santa, isn't it? Slightly more exciting than socks, but yeah, slightly more out there than chocolates or a new PlayStation. A result in an election on the other side of the planet. I really think, though, it's a good one for the Christmas list. After all, it would be a gift for all humankind.